Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. As the Northfield City Council is taking another look at the problematic ice arena situation, the Northfield Hockey Association is once again making the case for why a new facility is needed. For nearly four decades, the current arena has been seen as an inadequate facility. It does not meet standards set by the Minnesota State High School League, despite being the home of the Northfield Raiders hockey teams, because there are no shower facilities in the locker rooms. It is not up to the code stipulated by the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was passed in 1990, because there are no accessible entrances, nor are there handrails on the stairways. There are holes in the ceiling, the building is in need of a new roof, and because of environmental restrictions that were put in place more than 30 years ago, the ice-making equipment will soon have to be replaced. Chris Canelli of the Northfield Hockey Association, who is also president of NCC Builders, said the building has moved past its useful life. As the council looks at several proposals, including the renovation of the current arena, the Hockey Association is backing the construction of a new, relatively bare-bones arena that would have room for expansion in the future. A referendum in 2018 defeated the construction of a $22 million project that would have included two sheets of ice as well as many other amenities. Canelli said 6 years later, a dramatically scaled back building is estimated to cost just over $1 million less.
Unfortunately, I can't believe how much construction pricing has gone up in those 6 years since 2018, is how the costs have changed in that small window of time. The current proposals come in just over at $20 million. I think it was 20.8 was presented the other night. I believe that's a legitimate number and a good number in this marketplace.
Even with the simple design, he said the new building would be a boon to Northfield. In the 6 years since the 2018 referendum, he said the participation in hockey among students and young people is up by 25%. Both the boys and the girls' high school teams advanced to the state tournament this year, due in part to the opportunities those players had when they were younger. Hockey tourism, he said, can be a great benefit, with some estimating one tournament can add $300,000 to a local economy. Canelli said events like that could be a mainstay in a new building.
We just had the Mite Jamboree. I think we had over 47 teams come down for that weekend. Arena was packed all weekend long. With that Mite Age, you can split the ice into two sheets going back and forth sideways. So I know we did have several council members stop down during that time frame and check things out. It's just a really fun weekend, and we do a great job running it. But more events like that could be had here, more tournaments, more revenue coming.
While there is no set timetable for a decision to be made about a new building, the city has said it has a pair of buyers looking to purchase the old arena for $1.2 million. A tentative closing date on that sale would be in late July of this year. With last week's deadline for policy bills to be heard in committee in order to move forward looming, Representative Christy Purcell of District 58A had a busy week hearing bills in the four committees upon which she serves and presenting bills to other committees as well. One of her bills reinforced her reputation as a strong advocate for both the environment and for family farmers. Purcell presented a bill to the Environment and Natural Resources Committee that would require any livestock operation looking to expand by 1,000 animal units or looking to construct a feedlot with a capacity for 10,000 animals or more must show the results of an environmental impact statement. Purcell said the major problem with a livestock operation of that size is in the waste that is produced by the animals. That much animal waste produced in a concentrated area is generally not good for the water supply. Currently, there are 9 livestock farms that operate at that level in Minnesota, and residents in those areas have questioned the effects on the local communities. Moreover, she said a study must be done to ensure that there is enough water to feed the animals without a major impact on the local areas. State law requires an environmental assessment worksheet for the construction of any size feedlot, and Purcell pointed out that the same standards apply to a family farm with a small herd of cows as to a massive corporate dairy, and that, she said, is not right.
And one of my colleagues made this great point, like, you know, if you're building U.S. Bank Stadium, there's a lot more assessments that have to be done versus if you're building a single family home. And I think that's right. I mean, we're talking about an incredible scale of magnitude. I think it's sort of common sense. Folks want to know how this might impact their aquifers.
With a policy deadline now passed, Purcell said the legislature has a finance bill deadline at the end of April, and then they will wait for the budget targets for any supplemental funding. There will also be a lot of negotiating over another bonding bill toward the end of the session in mid-May. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One.